It is that time of year when we get to look ahead and see what 2020 is going to be like. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas out of San Antonio has put together the 2020 Economic Outlook. Keith Phillips put that together. He's a senior economic policy advisor, senior economist, and also for the last 16 years have been one of the most accurate forecasters of Texas job growth in the country. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I hope you can make it 17 years in a row.
Me too. It's a dangerous profession being a forecaster.
It is. But so tell me what you see. The economy seems pretty good. We've got challenges, though. I mean, I know Texas economy is not based on oil, but by golly, when the stuff is about to break $50 a barrel on the downside and natural gas is way below $2, there's certain segments of the state that can't be in good shape, Brian?
Yeah, so while the main driver of the state is not oil, the oil price and the performance of the oil and gas sector certainly affects our job growth relative to the nation. When oil prices are very high, Texas performs better than its at long-term average in terms of the U.S. So long-term Texas job growth is about 2.1 and the U.S. is about 1.1. But when oil prices are high, we go above that. And when oil prices are low, we go below that. So like in 2015 and 16, when oil prices fell sharply, Texas continued to grow, but its job growth was below the national average.
So what are you seeing for 2020? Can we do as well as 2019, which was a pretty good year for us?
Yeah, and it's interesting when you kind of look at performance measures of the state economy. Generally, we look at employment growth versus GDP growth. But like I said, our long-term average of job growth is about 2.1%, and yet last year was 2.0, but we considered it a strong year. And that's just because we have a historically low unemployment rate. The unemployment rate reached its lowest level ever recorded in Texas, which the recording of the unemployment rate started about 1976. So it's the lowest it's ever been. And without very tight labor markets, we probably would have been up closer to 3% job growth. But if you talk to any big employers throughout the state, they'll tell you that they would like to have hired more last year and they couldn't. And I think we'll face some of those same constraints, well, even tighter labor market constraints this year.
You know, it's odd to me anyway that we would have this, the labor shortage. When I look at the in-migration, I don't know that it's ever been this great. We saw the numbers and the number of people coming from, well, the immediately surrounding states, the contiguous states, but California, a staggering number of Californians coming here.
Yeah, and Texas in general has net positive immigration due to long-term factors such as low cost of living and low cost of doing business. But you have to be careful with those numbers from last year because the numbers were from July of 2018 to July of 2019. And I think a lot of that growth occurred in second half of 2018 when oil prices were still quite high.
Right.
They peaked in October and fell, and you look at the labor force growth numbers, we saw a slowing labor force growth in the first half of 2019. So some of that may be left over from the oil price highs that we saw in 2018.
Right.
So I think we'll see some slowing of the labor force growth. And it's not because Texas isn't a great place to go to. It's just that unemployment is so low throughout the country. As the unemployment rates in the U.S. and Texas come together, there's less incentive for people to move to find work.
Yeah.
Most moving is costly, and people don't want to leave their families and their churches. And so we'll still have net positive in-migration from other states, but I don't think it'll be as strong as it was in the previous July to July period.
You know, the other factor is, so we have, I don't know, it's not virtual full employment, but close enough to it. And this expanding economy and a tight labor market and all that sort of thing. Usually you add all that together, you get inflation. Are we seeing significant signs of inflation in Texas?
No. I think we're seeing inflation close to the national average, and I think inflation at the regional level is influenced by housing prices. And while housing prices are increasing, they're not increasing as much as they were in the past couple of years. So house price inflation is beginning to come down, and that's helping overall inflation. And so I think it's surprising that we haven't seen more inflation than we have.
I think it is too. I'm glad we haven't. But the other thing is, you know, I always hesitate talking about Texas to outsiders anyway, in general, because there's such a vast difference between the Texas Panhandle and your area in South Texas, or between North Texas and West Texas. And we're like five different states, aren't we?
Yes, we are like five different states. There certainly can be and often is a vast difference across regions of the state, but actually, over the last several years, it's been pretty broad-based growth across every region. Now, in the Permian, because of the weakness in the energy sector last year, we did see a big downshifting from very strong growth in 2018 to slightly negative job growth in Midland-Odessa last year. So certainly that area is adjusting to a weakening of the energy sector. And if you look across the large metros in the state, Dallas and Austin were basically flat, unchanged to growth rate. The big slowdown in the state occurred through Houston. Houston has 25% of all jobs in the state, the Houston metropolitan area. And Houston job growth remained positive at 1.6%, but it slowed a full percentage point from 2.6% the year before.
And that's got to be hydrocarbons, right?
Yeah. Although if you look at the energy sector, most of the declines were out in the drilling services companies out in the Permian, not in the white-collar jobs in Houston. But we did see slowing in Houston, but Houston remains growing. That's good news for the state, because the energy sector really impacts overall state economy through the Houston economy.
So as I size up the 2020 Texas economic outlook that you presented Friday in San Antonio, it sounds to me like optimism, or maybe cautious optimism. Is that?
Yeah, cautious optimism. Of course, you know, economists are always saying things are uncertain, and I'm certainly going to repeat that statement this year, but the oil and gas sector is weak, but it's a little different right now because a lot of the weakness is because of trouble finding financing.
Yeah.
And it's not about the price so much, although the price is not very strong. It's above break even for at least half the firms in the district, I think. But what the problem is that investing in oil and gas is becoming unpopular, and it's harder and harder to get funding for a capital investment in the energy sector. So I'm not sure if that's a temporary thing or it's going to last throughout the year. We have in the fourth quarter, we've had some good news with trade developments, with the USMCA being passed and the first round of the China deal going through. And so there's been a little bit less uncertainty about trade. And if tariffs come down, that's going to be a good thing going forward. So that certainly is a positive coming into this year. But one of the biggest sources of uncertainty in forecasting Texas is you really never know where oil prices are going to end up. The market generally expects oil prices to end of the year someplace between 50 and 60. But if oil prices fall real sharply and fall to near 40 and stay there, then Texas is not going to do as well as I forecast. And if it jumps up near $80 or $90, it's going to do better than I forecast. So lot of things can throw the forecast off from where we see it today.
Well, we'll take it as optimistic, and I appreciate the commentary and the Texas economic outlook, and I haven't met you, but you must have one arm, because I never heard on the other hand. I like that.
Correct.
Not too many economists are like that. Keith Phillips is the senior economic policy advisor and senior economist for the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and our guest today. For more of our conversation with Dr. Phillips, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.